The scripture reading today is from Matthew, the parable of the mustard seed. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds. But when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and reburied. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the goods into a basket, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a household who brings out his treasure, what is new and what is old. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray together. Holy God, we are grateful for this beautiful day that you've gifted us with. We're grateful to be here this morning in your presence. Thank you for those who are with us. We thank you for voices, for music. We thank you for your word. We thank you for forgiveness. Thank you that you have allowed us to discover and be connected to your kingdom. And so today, as we learn more about what your kingdom is, I pray that your word will penetrate not just our hearts, but truly our lives as a whole. May you speak to all of us this morning, we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. So do you remember where you were on the morning of September 11, 2001? And do you remember what you were doing when the news broke about the airplanes that flew into the Twin Towers in Lower Manhattan? Can anybody remember where you were? And this news, like all breaking news, broke into our consciousness. It broke into history. It affected us all in a very dramatic way. It ripped through our communities. The kind of breaking news that shredded conventional ideas and traditional assumptions and long-held beliefs. It was the kind of news that altered and modified and shattered and forever changed something. It's like the John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King assassinations in the 60s. It's like the moon landing in 1969. It's like the Challenger explosion in 1996. It's like 3 million people worldwide who died because of the coronavirus. Events that changed reality, life, and human experience to be never the same again. News that broke into our consciousness, into our awareness, and our lives as we knew it changed as a result of it. Nothing was ever the same afterwards. And this is what's happening in our gospel reading for today. Not in a negative sense, like most of the examples I just mentioned. No, the news that Jesus breaks is unbelievably good news. And if you have to put it in a ticker at the bottom of a TV screen or make it a headline in a newspaper, it would say something like this. Breaking news. Good news. The kingdom of God is upon us. The kingdom of God is within you. Or as John the Baptist announced it, repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And after his baptism and temptation in the wilderness, Jesus began his ministry by announcing the same exciting and incredible news. He said, the time promised by God has come at last. The kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sins and believe the good news. Jesus says, change your ways and believe the good news. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is near. It's upon us. Now, for most people, when you hear or read about some breaking news, what happens? You want more information. You want some details. You have a thirst for more background and understanding. And so you stay tuned to the TV or you check the news feed on your phone. Because when news breaks, most of us want to know more. And so that's what Jesus does in our text for this morning. He provides context. He gives more detailed information about the kingdom of heaven. He gives more background on the good news. He gives the disciples some understanding and some insight. Because the kingdom of God has broken into history, and it's news that shatters everything. And so what does this incredible and amazing action mean? And so Jesus explains it to us with parables and metaphors. Okay, he says, let me tell you more about the kingdom of God. It's like a mustard seed. Or try this. It's like yeast. Or here's another way of looking at it. It's like treasure in a field. It's like an expensive pearl. It's like a fishing net. So let's go a little deeper and let's see what Jesus actually means. So let's look at each of these and see what we can learn about God's kingdom. I don't know, are you familiar with a mustard plant? We don't have a lot of them in our gardens here in America. But in Jesus' day, cultivating mustard was a profitable activity. And people were always able to sell some spices. In any case, a mustard seed is so small, it's almost invisible. Can you see it? Actually, I don't have one, but if I had one, you wouldn't be able to see it. Because it's almost invisible. And yet, from this virtually invisible seed, a huge shrub develops, a plant that is large enough for birds to nest in and rest in. I guess it's like, a pine nut, taking a pine nut that a farmer plants. And it's a quite, a small seed, but in the course of years, it grows up into a huge pine tree. And eagles build nests in it. And this is an image of God's kingdom. The power of God's kingdom is so great that no matter how small the work, no matter how small the seed that is sown, it results in something great, something amazing. From tiny beginnings come tremendous results when God's Spirit is involved. You see, so often we think, you know, that we are in charge and that everything in the church and everything in the world is really up to us. The parable about the mustard seed wants to remind us that we cannot do everything. And as God's children, we can only plant seeds. You can plant seeds of love. You can plant seeds of faith. You can plant seeds of hope. And some of the seeds you're planting might seem to be invisible to the eyes of other people. And you might think that your actions as a person of faith, you know, that it's really insignificant, meaningless, that your actions are unimportant. And even though you might never see the shrub as part of God's kingdom, these seeds grow and they develop into a work that is important, into something that is meaningful. Even the smallest action of love and kindness and generosity can become something big and meaningful in God's kingdom. And what we also see from the mustard tree, the mustard seed, is that the kingdom of God is a welcoming place. It's a place where anyone can find shelter and can find rest. It's not a thorny shrub where little birds are pierced and uncomfortable and judged and unwelcome. So the mustard tree image wants to remind us that the kingdom of God is hospitable. The kingdom of God is welcoming. Anyone is welcome in God's kingdom and in His church. So the meaning of the yeast is kind of similar to the mustard seed. Something that is small, right? Almost invisible, can yield an astounding product that is much larger than itself. So here we're not talking about external growth. We're talking about something that is happening inwardly. The leaven works within the dough. And Jesus says God's kingdom is like yeast that a baker works into the dough for dozens of loaves of bread and waits while the dough rises. Because you see that God's kingdom penetrates the neighborhood. God's kingdom permeates culture. It invades the world into which it is introduced. It has the potential to change the course of history and the world itself. And it has done that. And when you have dough without yeast, it is heavy, right? It is thick. It is inert. It is kind of tasteless. But when you introduce leaven into dough, it becomes something completely different. Something happens. And in the same way, the kingdom of God is a changing agent. Because it causes development. It brings about movement. It triggers change. God's kingdom changes you on the inside. And it can actually change the world. Then Jesus talks about a treasure in the field. Now what you need to know is that it wasn't, you know, uncommon for someone in Jesus' time to bury something precious, something valuable in the backyard or in a field. Because this was their way of protecting it from robbers and from thieves. It was a kind of banking system in those days to bury something. And so then Jesus tells the story about someone who accidentally finds a treasure that is buried in a field. A common worker happens to stumble upon this good fortune. And so what's he going to do? Well, he actually buys the field so he can legally claim the treasure in the field. And it's a little different with the guy who purchases a priceless pearl. In his case, he does not discover the pearl accidentally. He's shopping for precious gems. He's looking for them, actively looking for them. And then in his search, he finds this incredible pearl. And because he knows its value, he sells off everything he owns to purchase that pearl. And so here's the breaking news. The kingdom of God is more precious than anything in this world. And the message is, give up everything you possess, give up everything to possess the kingdom. So this is Jesus' message time and time again. And some of you have stumbled. You've stumbled upon the kingdom of God accidentally, like the guy who found treasure in an abandoned field. And some of you have searched. You've searched and you've searched and you've searched for God's kingdom, and then you found it. Now, it doesn't matter how you came to God. What matters is how blessed you are to be a part of God's kingdom. What matters is that you realize the incredible value of being part of God's kingdom. What matters is that you're willing to divest yourself from anything that might come in your way to fully possess this great treasure and hang on to it with all it takes. And then finally, Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a fishing net. And this was really good news and exciting news for the Jews. The Jewish people who were living under the thumb of the Roman Empire. The idea and hope that someday the kingdom of God will triumph over evil. The fact that the kingdom of God is not just present, you know, a present spiritual reality, but a future physical reality. So Jesus says, one day the weeds will be separated from the wheat. The bad fish will be separated from the good. So Jesus describes a typical fishing practice in the Sea of Galilee. The fishers used these suspended and weighted nets that they pulled toward the shore. And then they had to sort out this mixed catch that was in the net. And they had to cull and discard the inedible and ritually unclean fish according to their traditions and cultures from the catch. And the day will come, says Jesus, when the evil will be separated from the righteous. And this is good news, not only for the people in the Bible, but for us as well. Because, I mean, we're living in a time where there are so many things that are dangerous. We're living in times that are truly confusing. We're bombarded with so much information and so much disinformation and false information. We don't know what or who to believe anymore. There's so many different ways of thinking. There's evil. And there is unrighteousness all around us. And we often stress and we often struggle with despair and uncertainty. And this passage wants to remind us to step into the light the light of the certain victory and triumph of the righteous and God's righteousness. The light of God's kingdom. The victory of Jesus Christ over evil and over unrighteousness. And so that's the breaking news. That's the good news. The kingdom of God is upon us. The kingdom of God is within you. And in God's kingdom, tiny beginnings will lead to tremendous results. Because God's kingdom penetrates and permeates the neighborhood and the world and our lives. And God's kingdom is more precious than anything in this world. And ultimately, the kingdom of God will triumph over all evil. Amen. Let us pray. Lord our God, we live in times when we all need good news. Thank you for this incredible news that your kingdom has come in Jesus. Thank you that your kingdom is precious. Thank you that your kingdom will triumph over all evil and unrighteousness. Thank you for your Spirit that led us to your kingdom, that we are part of your kingdom, that your kingdom lives within all of us. May your Spirit also encourage us and enable us to never take it for granted, to never let go of this precious gift that was given to us, the kingdom of heaven. We pray for your blessing upon all of us. In the name of Jesus, amen.